Sounds True present Producer's Pick, a podcast dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. This week's episode, Nothing Outside Us Has the Power to Create Suffering, comes from the audio program Healing Light with author Don Oscar Moreau Quesada. Mitchell Clute, a producer at Sounds True, recorded this program with Don Oscar in our Boulder studio. Here's what Mitchell had to say about this week's producer's pick.
I loved working with Oscar on Healing Light and found the entire program to be full of practical and inspiring guidance on how to work with an altar to align with the deeper currents of creation. I was particularly struck by his descriptions of shamanic shadow work and what he calls the hidden aspects of what it means to be human. His message that we need to come from a place of clarity, presence, and full self-acceptance in order to truly transform our inner and outer worlds struck a deep chord with me. When we're out of balance with our soul's purpose, when we forget our own inherent wholeness, Oscar says, our attempts at transformation will lead to victimhood, based in shame about the past and guilt about the future. True shamanic healing, healing ourselves, our relationships, and the world, can only originate from true presence. Only then are we moving in alignment with all of life, rather than from a fixed and reactive position of the ego personality. I found this to be a powerful teaching, one I try to fully remember whenever I sit down at my own altar to practice.
You can download this entire program, Healing Light, an Apprenticeship in Peruvian Shamanism, at SoundsTrue.com. And now our producer's pick. Nothing Outside Us Has the Power to Create Suffering, with Don Oscar Moreau Quesada.
We are now prepared to enter into a process of befriending the inner, deeper, hidden aspects of what it means to be human upon this good earth. Understanding the relationship of the above to the below, of the spirit universe, sustained by Taitanchis Wiracocha, supreme creator creatrix, great originating mystery, the one source, the all that is, and its harmonious dance with Pachamama, the Earth Mother, Gaia, Terra, the majestic blue-skied pearl revolving around the life-affirming rays of Inti Taita, reflected in the deep feminine wisdom, shining forth from the countenance of Mama Kia, that marriage of the vertical, of the relationship of spirit to matter, and of the horizontal of the relationship of mind to heart, finding a perfect equilibrium at the crossroads in the center, hence bringing synchronic or the spiritual dimension and time into diachronic and the earthly dimension of linear time into balance, we are open through our communion to the eternity of the now, able to receive the blessings in the perfection of the present moment. All healing endeavor, when born and sourced from the present, is shamanic power. Any attempt to transform one's inner reality or one's outer reality, drawing from any shame, guilt, or insecurity of the past, as well as any fear or anxiety toward the future, results in a futile act of victimhood, of feeling less than who we are as beings with the inherent wholeness of the universe, pulsing and radiating from ourself. It is not unusual for every two-legged, every self-reflexive human to struggle with the illusion of having a choice that is not in alignment with spiritual principles, with the known sanctity of life. Yet, the Pachacuti Mesa tradition of cross-cultural shamanism brings together both the great blessing that it is to have self-reflexive consciousness or free will, as well as an understanding of one's destiny as a soul, reflexive of the beauty and inherent wholeness within the sphere of creation. It is akin to having the individual soul be given the latitude and expansiveness of space enough to make mistakes, to forget its inherent wholeness, and as a result incur suffering in their own life as a soul embodied in corporeal form, as well in the lives of others that cross their path. It is a well-known wisdom teaching of the Pachacuti Mesa that what our thoughts, our words, and our actions convey as any fixed position of who we are in life must be confronted, must be engaged with an honest, open, trusting heart, free of judgment for self, others, and life circumstance as a whole. It is the understanding that there is nothing outside of an awakened self that has the power to create suffering in that same self, that our interpretation of the cause of any discomfort, of any suffering, of any pain, of any malaise, be it an emotional state of distress or a physical illness, is bound to a relationship of that individual to a greater whole. Hence, able to harmonize, balance, and bring respite to any experience of being out of balance or in dissonance, even painfully so, with one's soul's purpose, must proceed from dialogue, from prayer, through offerings, through gestures of reverence in Aini for the gift of life. We understand in the Pachacuti Mesa tradition that consciousness begets matter, that language begets reality, that ritual begets relationship, that nature begets purpose, and that love begets life. And in using the term begets, as in births, We mean a generative process, a process that informs the world outside of us. Hence, learning to establish sacred dialogue with the spiritual forces and powers, the various virtues and expressions of healing light that abound and have been held in custody by our ancient ones and passed down traditionally from grandfather or grandmother to grandchild and beyond into the far distant future that awaits us, as if it had already happened in the original past of those same ancestors, is very important to dream into, to understand when we embrace shamanic consciousness. In the Andes, we understand the future to be the after-past, and the past to be the before-future. It is a paradoxical way of engaging the infinitude of options that we have when always aware of ourself in relationship to the eternal now and the present. And all of our prayers and all of our sacred dialogues with our power animals, with our spirit guides, with our venerated sacred mountains and pilgrimage destinations, with our plant relatives, our stone relatives, our fellow two-leggeds, as well as our incorporeal hierarchical denizens that inhabit the vast ranges of the Hanakpacha, of the superior realm, must all be acknowledged before taking our journey deep into the Uhupacha, the inner world, the interior realm where shadow and ignorance, sometimes fear-based unconsciousness, results in a paralysis of our destined evolution as souls.